Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where results are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of his word. You will be blessed.
Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 14 from verse 28 very quickly. Tonight we'll be rounding up a series we've started for 2 weeks now titled The Cost. The Cost. The Cost. We have had several opportunity to contemplate on that scripture, and so tonight we hope that we would bring what we've been trying to establish to a close. So let's read together at the count of two. One, two, go. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish? Next verse, quickly, just follow me. Lest, haply, after he had laid the foundation, please say foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. Next verse, very quickly. Oh God. Saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. This is the statement of their mockery. This man began to build but was not able to finish. Verse 31, very quickly. Let's round it up there. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Eish. The first matter. You see, Jesus was using illustration to establish very powerful kingdom principle. The first matter he established was the matter of building. Building. Please tell somebody by your side, building. The second matter was the matter of pulling down or warfare. So he said, who is it that wants to build that does not sit down first? Why did you sit? He said, to count the cost, whether you are able to finish it. See what he said? Or you start the foundation. Is that in our Bible? Lest haply after he had laid the foundation, meaning that foundation is not a challenge. Anybody can lay foundation. Oh, having prospect is not a challenge. Anybody can look that, oh, give this person 10 years. You will see with what we are seeing now. It's a matter of time. He will come out. It is a narrative Satan has used to deceive many generations. Prospects, goals, aspiration. They don't shake anything. He says, if he has laid... There's no need. If he has laid the foundation, saying this man began to build, he began to build but was not able to finish. I said last week that nobody celebrates beginners. Everybody celebrates finishers. I also said last week that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. The effort of people is gravitating towards, you know, what is raining? What is involved? And so everybody is trying to be a part of any happening thing. But at the end of time, it's those who can finish anything they start. Mind you, the life story of the average man is that he is a part of many things, but he did not finish them. Did not finish them. So it's a track record of incomplete projects.
There are two things Jesus brought up very clearly in that scripture. Number one, he spoke about the labor of builders. Then he also spoke about war, that if you want to build, you must sit down, count the cost. If you want to engage war, you must sit down and count the cost. So allow me to share something quite powerful with us this night. Both in the kingdom of darkness and in the kingdom of light, there are only two basic roles for everybody's life in the script of ordination. Both in kingdom of darkness and in the kingdom of light, the roles are only two. You are either building or you will pull down. And if you will build, to build means to bring a new reality into your space or to improve the quality of what is on ground. That is the work of builders. Please, if you are writing, to build means to bring a new reality into your space or to improve the quality of what is on ground. Either you are a builder or your work is to engage war to pull down. You will not have any other kind of expression outside these two narratives. And this is what Jesus was speaking about. That before you even start it, your first labor is to sit down first and count the cost. Quickly, let's take a scripture, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. Let's read together, everybody is projected. One, two, go. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of what? So there are many generations that all they could do was to lay foundation. And Jesus said, this thing that causes for mockery is that people will come and meet a person that the only thing he's capable of doing is to lay foundation. And they will say, look, he began, but he could not finish. He began. The Bible says the foundation, this foundation is of many generations. Too many people have attempted, but they could not bring the fullness of their intention into being. And so the Bible says many generations have wasted in that project. But you say, yeah, you. He says, you shall raise up the foundation. You know what it means to raise up a foundation? Is to start the work. From that foundation you came to meet, you began to improve it. But before we go into this matter properly, a question we must ask in a night like this is, what has made several generations to stop at foundation level? Everybody is in sorrow, everybody is down, everybody is going through one hardship or another, everybody is experiencing scarcity, and then you, from your heart, a new thought begins to be kindled. And you know, the only way you can bring a new reality into your ecosystem is that God must first isolate your mind. He will begin to put those realities in your mind. Then your mindset will become bigger than your current reality. Then you will enter a state of restlessness where you are no longer contented with the situation and circumstances. Then that state of restlessness will begin to provoke you into an action. That provocation will begin to network you with the people in time that should help you to achieve that particular goal. You would have been in your place of rest, your comfort zone, unless that restlessness is initiated. And that restlessness begins when God measures something new into your soul. This is how, for too many of us, we don't realize yet that there is a script. There is a script. You are here to build. You are here to finish the work of many generations. There are prophecies that too many could not bring into time. They will hold it like this, and at old age, it is still in their hand. They never ran with it. There are families that call has been passing from one lineage to another, from one generation to another. The grandfather will say, there was a call. He will pass it. The father will say, there was a call. They will hand it to you. Now look at your life. Time is going already. One, very soon, the spirit too will make you say, there was a call. A fourth generation is about to handle a call that came upon one person. There is a generation tonight that will build the foundations of many generations. Foundation is not hard. Nobody celebrates starters. The crown is for finishers. Any anybody can begin to talk about the great things God wants to do. But who are those vessels that will yield themselves to become channels by which those purposes of God can enter time? Glory has a price. Talk about it, imagine it. There's no price there. The cost of glory comes when you are ready to take whatever price it takes to bring that thing into being. And some of the cost for glory is peculiar consecrations. You will be from that family, but you will not live like the family. Because something else will start putting another demand on your vessel. Your consecration will be different. People will sit down watching movie like this and laughing, gisting in the evening. A spirit will say, don't waste time. Don't waste time. Go inside. Then you went inside and then you are praying. Somebody say, you like every time you like showing yourself. You like consecration. A spirit is alienating your heart. There are people under the sound of my voice currently, the Holy Ghost is laboring to put something in your mind. He has been trying to expose your heart. It's not every challenge that is intimidation. Some challenges are a provocation for change of levels. It's not every time you come around greatness or something that outranks your level of performance. It's not every time that it is in intimidation. Most times, it is God trying to invite you to a new possibility. Your heart can see that it is possible. I'm speaking this night first to builders. Your own work is to raise something. Builders. Because there are those among us whose own labor is to pull down. Because the structure that has encamped against that bloodline for many generations, the warfare has become too strong. Your ancestors could not fight and prevail. But a David will rise from that generation. One man of war. He will fight all his battles and win them. And suddenly they will know that it is God that taught his fingers to war. This intelligence is not of man. How did you learn how to combat spirits? How did you know how to wield weapons that spirits are subservient to? They begin to question. Only those who pull down. It's only two roles. It's only two roles. In the script of destiny, only two roles. You will either build or you will pull down. And God bless your family if you have builders and those who pull down. Let Satan bring anything. You will know that there are people at work. You know, there are people who just get up one day and see things working, and they don't know that things don't just work. Behind every result is somebody's labor. There is somebody that did not sleep when you were sleeping. There is somebody that stayed awake to make sure that others can go to bed. And in the day where God measures our reward for us, you will see the labor of men. Tonight, I want you to come out from the confusion. Come out! You are not confused about who you are. You are either building or you will pull down. So decide this night, who am I? Who am I? What body is in my soul? If in case you are here and then the signature of Satan all over your family continues to suggest affliction, continues to suggest captivity, and you are dissatisfied. Brother, sister, I know who you are. You will pull down. And this is why others can be resting. Others can be okay. Only you is provoked about the condition of the family. It's your wiring. It is ordination. You were here to cause a change. I speak life. I speak life. You have made my tongue the pen of a ready rod. I speak life. Everybody can talk negative now. They can begin to describe what they are seeing. Builders don't talk like that. Builders are conscious of what leaves their mouth. Because they know that with their words, the fabric of reality can be affected. They don't confess cheaply. There's a consecration on their lip. They don't talk anyhow. You don't join men to say Nigeria this night. No, you are a builder. Your lip carry power. Let people gather. Begin to analyze situation. Talk about people from one person to another. Gossiping. None of them in that company is a builder. Because the words of builders, they are the building block of creation.
1 minute wherever you are. Do a quick survey in your spirit. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Am I here to pull down? Or am I here to raise? Please sit down. Sit down. God bless you. Huh. Have you seen people who don't know how to give up on people? Have you seen people that people are advising? This person, don't you remember what he has done against you? Why are you still hanging out with him? He's a builder. He can't go against his nature. Have you seen a broken block before? A bricklayer has a use for it. There's a purpose for every part. Every fragment can still be used. A builder will harness the things that when both of them meet, they will think. You, if the Lord wants to raise you, he will link you to a builder. There's no depth, no realm of compromise you will reach where he will abandon you. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the master builder. He says, upon this rock I will build my church. Who was he talking about? A man that is unstable in all his ways. A man that has a very unstable nature. He says, it's you that will still be the rock. A man that God will speak through, and the next minute Satan will speak through. Jesus says, is this rock I will build? This is the way of builders. And some of you, as he is in heaven, so you will be in this world too. You will build. The devil will come and collide against your family, and when you see the debris, you will gather it again and build. And build. One day somebody will look at you and say, thank you for not giving up on me. Because let me tell you one truth, all of us cannot be scatterers. All of us cannot engage war. There will be people who will minister the cement of God and keep parts together. Listen. And so, our fathers, our mothers, how many people desperately tried through the totality of their might, with all the strength available to them, they tried to remain in abusive marriage. They stayed, even if the thing was not working. She said, no, it will not be on my head that another narrative will enter this bloodline. My children will not hear the story that their mother left. These were the things that kept some women. It is not like a thing. The matter was that their soul flowed into another generation, and they saw the impact of one action. Hey,
when it flows into another generation, it becomes a pattern. Another young one will come after many decades and he will think it's a normal thing. Anytime something does not work, you move. You have builders, people who had capacity to hold parts together. The devil will scatter it, they will bring it back together again. This is how, you know, I just reflected briefly on the sacrifices of our parents. Many nights, you will know this one is not about love again. There is something stronger than emotion that they are working. It's an economy. It's the way of a builder. The parts cannot separate. Please be seated if you can. Let's gather ourselves. Now they have gone to school, studied very hard. Some of them had PhDs. Why did they go through all this stress? They were hoping that their academic labor can translate into financial returns. And then with all their labor, they couldn't still hit. Many of you here, you are pretending like you are not hearing me this night. Many of you here, your parents were truly hardworking. Really hardworking. You saw them wake up early, slept late at night, and they ate the bread of sorrow. All they have is a foundation. All they have. Sometimes you see them sit outside in the evening, lost in thoughts, just thinking. So this is all I have done with my life. So you mean I don't have a house at age 65? Hapa! All they have is a foundation. Oh, rejoice, brother. Rejoice. You are the crown on their head. Because from every defeated tribe, God will raise a warrior. One. The only thing that can stop the narrative of victory now is if you compromise. Because prophecies have run ahead of you. That's why I told you this night, you are either a builder or you are a man of war. I was studying something this afternoon and I got lost just contemplating on the labor of that man, Reinhard Bonnke. I was reading about him and I saw, you know, a brief biography of him. You know, born on the 19th of April, died on the 7th of December, 19th of April 1940, died on the 7th of December 2019. Now, between 1940 and 2019 is a dash. Did you see the dash? Eh? Let's talk now. 1940 is birth. 2019 is death. Between birth and death is a dash called manifestation. Your only period of manifestation is between that moment of birth and death. Guess what? Between 1940 and 2019, 77 million souls were converted into the kingdom. 77. My heart skipped when I saw the figure and still counting. Who is this one? Where was his mission field? Africa. Africa of all places that people run from. You know, when he left time, we didn't know what we lose. Tonight I want to ask you a very simple question. What would you do with your dash? See that dash there, that dash that you see, 1940-2019. What would you do with your own dash? Tonight we must be deliberate. If you are a builder, start building. If you are here to pull down, start wrecking havoc quickly. There is no time. I must do the work of he that sent me while it is day. You are at your best now. The sun is at angle 90 over your destiny. Don't joke about this moment. Guess what? Like I told you, also in the kingdom of darkness, there are only two basic roles in their ordinations. You are either ordained to build or to pull down. So it doesn't matter whether a generation labored. They labored and then they raise a structure of truth. There are inventions, candidates from the hordes of darkness who have capacity to pull down the labor of many generations. Go and look at Apostle Paul's mission field. You will know that it's not enough that someone has belts, because in darkness too they have people who can build and people who can pull down. This is why if you don't rise up to your ordination, Satan has candidates who are effective in their dedication to their duties. Every night you are sleeping, there are meetings which is don't miss. You are the only one that miss prayer time. If they ring a gong, every witch will appear. And there's nothing like sleep is sweet this night. They will show up. Number two, to pull down is to destroy and to put an end to an undesirable outcome. To pull down is to destroy or to put an end to an undesirable outcome. To pull down is to destroy or to put an end to an undesirable outcome. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 23, very quickly. Everybody to focus, give me your rapt attention this night. Look, read this thing as loud as you can. 1, 2, go. Come on, Anakazo. I said as loud as you can. 1, 2, go. Because you read it very loud and you read it, you know, in chorus, you probably didn't take time to meditate on the truth concealed in this scripture. Listen, the Bible says, you met a person and you found him in a situation that you can only describe as being poor. But he says that from the allocations of God, there is much food in the tillage of that man. Tillage means farmland. Much food is in the farmland of a poor man. But the reason why he is poor is that there is much of his food that is destroyed because of want of judgment. Listen, there's something I want to share here. That if you see anybody who is struggling all the time, Bible is saying that God did not give him anything inferior. God did not design that he will be subservient, you know, to all of these issues of needs and wants. That he will not always be at a receiving end. That there is something that has happened to his wiring. Something has happened to his potential. Something has happened to the possibilities he can wield. And the only word they use to describe what has happened is lack of judgment. There's no judge that can convict wickedness of what they have done against that man. So they say every poor man has a farmland that can produce enough food, but he is hungry because many of his food wasted. And they didn't say that it's because he did not work hard, because he has a tillage. The tillage is active. He is laboring day and night. Like I said, to wake up early, sleep late at night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. That there is want, a lack of judgment. Tonight God will raise judges from every family. You know the people where there are judges, there are those who pull down. So one man, because of selfishness, he is having an infirmity that even at old age, have you seen people who want to mortgage their family? Even at old age, they want to give a young person for their own place. Somebody who have lived for 80 years is trying to get extra 5 years and he wants to kill a 20 years person to get it. Come on now, that's wickedness. Then he goes, and when he meets that person, he does not know the contract he's signing. Because he comes, you know, as somebody with the gift of headship. It is people like that I can stand and say, as for me and my household. And it is binding in the world of spirits, because it's from your loin. You can speak on behalf of those ones. And then he comes with evil, with selfishness, and say, please, I want to recover. And then they say, are you sure you can pay the price? They say, anything. So they say, nobody from your family, nobody will cross 40. The selfish man is only thinking about himself. And you say, why not? Go ahead. Oh, just like a wicked generation. Pilate looked at them and said, my hand is not in this man's blood. These evil people say, let the blood be on us and on our children. Children that were not there to be consulted. Hey. Then you begin to watch wonders in the family. Anybody near 40, a mysterious sickness comes up. Anybody near 40, a mysterious sickness. And mind you, if you are not a spiritual man, all your attack will still be logical to you. It will make sense. You say, Kai, it's because I slept outside. That is why the malaria, that's why. Wake up from logic. Spirits will give you good reasons to believe that this thing, there's an explanation. Ah, this is our family. It's a genetic thing. It's a recessive gene. Stop speaking English, oh. Everybody begins to shake before they advance there. Do I go ahead and speak about families that nobody ever enjoys honor? Everybody is under shame from beginning till they die. They will live their whole life serving men. None of them will be served. None of them have the level of honor that men can say, we want to follow you. They cannot produce any leader. Perpetually, it's a spirit of servitude. Somebody yoked them into it. Now, when God wants to break that kind of affliction, He will send them one man. That man will also come and be a partaker of the same infirmity. But inside that infirmity, God will impregnate his mind with another reality. He will begin to contemplate that it is possible to live outside this ungodly pattern. When those thoughts begin to crystallize upon his soul, his body will start networking with the right set of people. For many of you, this is why you are in an akazo now. It's a spirit that guided your feet. And say, no. For you, will bring a new priesthood. The way one man went and said, as for me and my house, you are about to stand too and say, as for me and my house. You know, there are many of us here, you have suffered so much that now you only care about yourself. You don't know how your siblings are doing. You say, make a first solve my own matter first. What becomes of a man who have seen a pattern, an ungodly signature, and you want to go against it? That's a man that pulls down. And mind you, if you must do that, the scripture says, there is no man that worries, that entangleth himself. The Holy Ghost will reduce the noise from your life. Too many things are noise. Since you are a soldier, as a good soldier, he says, endure hardship. So your own dealing is different. Those who pull down, the training is different. That's why I'm telling you, you are either going to build or you will put. And many of you are being trained to pull something down and you are crying every night. And the Holy Ghost is saying, what's happening here now? Do you think soldiers are like this? Say, Lord, why me? Why me? No. You stay inside it like this. Though I go through the fire, it will not burn me. Through the water, it will not. What you are doing is that a time will come, Jesus will begin to send you as the fourth man in other people's fire. The same way Nebuchadnezzar said, was it not three men are casted into the fire? He says, now there is four, and the face of the fourth man is as unto the Son of God. I have good news for you. We are sons of God. For the fire of many people's tribulation and destiny, Jesus will start sending you into those flames. When you enter, the fire that has power to devour, as soon as you enter, the people are normal. This is how we hold a generation. A generation Satan has bombarded with inferiority complex, with depression. We came into their midst and held them, and we began to walk in joy. Did their situation change? No. It is that we have learned to take reference from a stream of joy that is only on the inside. We have this joy that the world cannot understand. Many of you knew how you were just some few months ago. You were so depressed, so downcasted, until the Holy Ghost held your hand. You are still in the fire, but it's not burning you again. There's nothing the Holy Ghost will do in your life that He will not use your life again as a signboard of that project. Everything He's able to achieve in and through your life, He will use your own life as a signboard of that project. Don't escape the dealing. Don't run. There's a lady on this road. The hand of God is coming strong upon you. The hand of God is coming strong upon you. I can see that there's a finger of affliction, witchcraft, strong presence in your bloodline. It has combated many. The Lord is giving you a voice. Your altar will become very strong. It will burn with holy fire, so that you too can raise another altar. There are people here that all kinds of altars are monitoring. They are checking how men are rising. Anybody who make too much progress, they cut them off. Tonight God wants to raise people who have capacity to also dispatch judgment. Judges from our midst. Those who can say no. Who can resist the finger of wickedness. Oh, takapo kapara sepa katebona. Shapapapa katebonande. Retepetepe ketepakato. Shilaharova. Saitabome. Who is it that saith it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commands it not. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to end small. I refuse to end small. As for me and my household, the Lord is our exceeding reward. Listen, there are too many families represented here that the crops, the fruitfulness of their farmland, their tillage is being spoiled year after year. The devourer continues to take potential, take resources, making sure that they never rise up to their true potential. Too much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. Tonight, may God raise a judge. May God raise a judge on your inside. May the voice of the judge rise in your family. I say no to this thing.
No to your wants and no to your plans. No to your wants, we say no. Satan be gone, we say no.
I refuse to die premature. I refuse.
We say no. We say no. Let us be gone. Oh, we say no to you. No.
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 22. Isaiah 42 verse 22. Listen. Please, if you can, listen. The scripture says, listen. Jesus. It is like describing our families now. It is like describing the situation of things on ground. It says, but this is a people robbed. They are spoiled. Their farmland has been plundered. They, all of them, snared in holes. Addictions, captivity. They have been snared in holes. In holes. And they are hid in prison houses. Does that sound like the experience of people? Hid in prison houses. No matter how much you want to come out, the cord of captivity continues to hold you bound. away and none delivereth. Therefore a spoil and none saith restore.
Hey, their challenge is that none saith, none delivereth, none saith restore. Tonight, can you ask the Holy Ghost, make me a deliverer? Make me a deliverer. Make me the deliverer of my family, my nation. Make me the deliverer. Ushers, please go around outside and inside. I see a ring. I see a ring in the spirit. A ring. A ring is a signet of authority. There is a rise of judges, men whose voice can pass judgments, men who can say no more, men who can say enough. Ushers, bring them out. Outside and inside, the fire of God comes upon you and he calls you to another man. We set your altars on fire. We set your altars on fire. Outside, the fire of God upon you. Just the keyboard and the strings. We will allow the wind move now. We will allow the wind move. The wind will move and he will begin to initiate. He will begin to subscript. He will begin to activate. Holy Ghost. Touch. Something heavy is coming upon your head. Something heavy. Ali, Ali, oh. Ali, oh. Ali, oh. Ali, oh. Ali, oh. Everybody become if you can. There is wisdom to build. True wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. The spirit of wisdom wants to cloud this place and it will descend on people. Without that spirit, you cannot build. At the count of three, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, mantle them, mantle them. Through your wisdom. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, in the name of Jesus. Upon them now. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. There are so many people in our midst. They have altars, quite all right. The challenge is that the altar has not been on fire for some time now. And now they want to activate you again so that you go back to your place of primary assignment. You are a judge. You are supposed to pull down, pull down, pull down, pull down. He says these people have been spoiled. They are for a prey and none deliver it. None saith restore. None, 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 none. And now by the fire of the Holy Ghost, the altars of men will catch fire again. Prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. Holy Ghost, please bring them out. Holy Ghost, upon their altars, I set you on fire now. Outside, outside, outside. The Spirit of the Lord moves in your midst. He moves, he moves, he moves, he moves. The Spirit of the Lord moves. He's touching you now. He's restoring. He's changing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Another thousand cubits. The Holy Ghost is measuring for some people now. Step into deeper waters. Prayer altars are coming on fire. Prayer altars. Catch fire. Catch fire. There are people here who have been looking for fire for many months now. You are tired of being cold, tired, sincerely tired of being at the receiving end. You have been looking for fire. Tonight, eat fire. You will eat it here. Please lift up your hands above your head if you are one of those. Your prayer is Holy Ghost, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. And so the Holy Ghost will begin to touch people now, 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 by his mighty hands. Fresh fire, fresh fire, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Fresh fire upon you. Please help them.
How has the mighty fallen? How? 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 Saviors of families, deliverers of families, watchmen of families, how has the mighty fallen? Great weapons of war perished. How have you been reduced into dust? How comes you no longer honor the call of duty? The watchtower has been left porous. The Lord is waking people up this night. Awake, thou that sleepest. The enemies are at the gates, but God has given that family a man that has refused to arise. Arise and shine, because your light has come. No more would you be a victim. You are a judge. Awake to your ordination. There is an army that has assembled in the valley. There is an army that has gathered in the valley. They are waiting for their commanding officer. Oh, that captains will rise. Oh, that captains will rise and lead the army of the Lord. Oh, that princes will rise. How long would you wallow in the valley? Nigeria is a report card. The situation of Nigeria is a report card. It's a report card speaking in volumes that many, many, many were called, but in the day of manifestation, only few showed up. Too many hallowed grounds have been left unoccupied, and so there are no men who have voices. Families are failing because churches are few. When the devil rises like a sudden flood, there are no voices that can raise a standard against him. But the Lord has ordained a man for every mountain. The Lord has kept a man for every space. Where are they in the day that Goliath emerged? Where were they when men were slaughtered? Lust continues to ravage our family. Our cities have become a portrait of hell. Oh, watchmen, arise. Arise. Saviors, arise. Arise. Deliver us. Arise. There's a chant of war. There's a sound of war I hear in my spirit. War angels. They are set in battle array. They are charging some people up now. They are dressing you up now. They are dressing you up now. Prepare. Defend your field. Awake! You need to drink the new wine. You need to drink it. There's a new wine. You must drink it. Jesus, my feet are on fire. There's a new wine. There are people who have been tied. Their feet have been tied for many years. They could not make progress, so they remain stagnant. They remain stagnant. They can't progress spiritually. They can't progress physically. They can't progress. There is the fire of the Lord that is losing their feet now. The fire of the Lord is losing feet now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Oh yeah, lose them, lose them. Lose. 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 Lose.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. Dance in the Holy Ghost. Dance in the Holy Ghost.
Iniquity will not have dominion over you anymore. There are angels of law in this place. Angels of law.
Listen, our time is fast spent. Just listen. 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 You are here, inside, outside, those following us online. You don't feel any leading to dust your prayer mat, to add flames to the fire of your prayer altar. I was like you. I was focusing on my life alone. There was a night I was sleeping. I saw my younger sister. The one following me. I saw her crying. She was just crying, looking at me. I was dressed very noble, but she was dressed with rag. And the pain that entered my heart, I knew immediately what the message was. Oga, you have advanced without carrying your people along. Many of you, you are just standing because... And they can't help themselves. You are the one that was sent to help them. And you are just living for yourself. How can you afford to masturbate when a destiny is on you?
We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacasomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel. at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 2676 7655 +233 2676 7655 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.